Chapter 12. He needs her to be proud of him. Admiration. "Oh, Charles, thank you." Louise's eyes lit up with excitement. "What a wonderful painting. No one ever gave me his own original artwork before. You have so much talent." "I don't know about that, Louise. I've got a long way to go." "You underestimate yourself, honey. You are good. I know enough about art to know that. You always do such fine work. You're a great artist, and I'm proud of you." In Charles and Louise's courtship days, that would have been a typical snatch of conversation. She forever heaped praise on him, and it felt great. No one had ever complimented him that way before. After the marriage, Louise's remarks gradually started to change. Charles, contented with his job in commercial design, seemed altogether too relaxed about his career to suit her. She wanted him to become a famous artist. She began to feel convinced he would never develop his potential. Louise's words of admiration tapered off and finally ended altogether. Meanwhile, at the studio, Charles found himself teamed more often with Linda. She showed a knack for layout and graphics, and together they came up with some winning displays. One day, as they shared lunch, Charles started to unburden himself to her. "You know, Linda, I think my wife is right. I haven't done much to develop my career in art. I'm too lazy." "Lazy?" Linda protested. "How could she think that? Does she know how tough this business is? Why, I can't think of anyone your age who has gone farther than you as an artist. Your wife just doesn't understand what it takes. Besides, you're one of the nicest men I've ever met. She should feel lucky she married someone as wonderful as you." Charles hardly knew what to say. "Thanks, Linda," he finally managed. "It's really kind of you to say that." "It's not just kindness. I meant it." Charles savored the compliment all day. Someone finally appreciated him for what he was right now, not for what he could become someday. It felt good to live up to someone's expectations for a change. Not long after, Charles and Linda began their affair. When the president of their company found out about it, he referred Charles and Louise to me for marriage counseling. Louise learned how to express the admiration she already felt for her husband instead of pressuring him to greater achievements. Why this male need for admiration? One of the principles I taught Louise was that honest admiration is a great motivator for most men. When a woman tells a man she thinks he's wonderful, that inspires him to achieve more. He sees himself as capable of handling new responsibilities and perfecting skills far above those of his present level. That inspiration helps him prepare for the responsibilities of life. Admiration not only motivates, it also rewards the husband's existing achievements. When she tells him that she appreciates him for what he has done, it gives him more satisfaction than he receives from his paycheck. A woman needs to appreciate her husband for what he already is, not for what he could become if he lived up to her standards. For some men, those with fragile self-images, admiration also helps them believe in themselves. Without it, these men seem inherently more defensive about their shortcomings. Often they hate to see a counselor because they do not want someone to be critical of them. They often come to me in the guise of helping their wives with their emotional problems. While criticism causes men to become defensive, admiration energizes and motivates them. A man expects and needs his wife to be his most enthusiastic fan. He draws confidence from her support and can usually achieve far more with her encouragement. Self-esteem usually begins at home. Low self-esteem, one of the most common problems I help clients overcome, begins very early, in the home, during childhood. Most often, the person with low opinions of himself has had friends and family who criticized and complained about his failings, and he has expected others to continue that critical pattern. In particular, he expects his wife to pick up where his parents left off and continue to remind him of his shortcomings and failures. In such cases, I advise clients to reject these negative evaluations, and I encourage them to surround themselves with friends and relatives who see their value in accomplishments. Often such a change does the trick, and within weeks, self-esteem improves.